You're listening to episode 83 of the Body You Crave podcast, the one where I talk about the three simple steps to lose weight for life. I'm Master Life and Weight Loss Coach Jillian Lama, and you're listening to the Body You Crave podcast, where you'll learn how to end emotional eating, lose excess weight, and feel amazing in your body. No cheating required. Keep listening, and I'll show you how. Hey, hey, welcome back. This month, we are doing an entire series about how do we lose weight for life. This means we lose the weight and we never stress about gaining it back again. So when I teach clients to get to maintenance, maintenance is often a 5-pound range. Let's say your goal is 150 pounds. It's not that you get to 150 and then it always stays there every single day. It's that you'll have a 5-pound range where some days you might weigh a little less, some days you might weigh a little bit more, but you're in this range. And then when you notice it's starting to go out of the range, you check in with yourself. Once it gets to the higher end or if it comes out a little bit, you just check in on your habits. So we go right back to what we've always learned. It's not going to be these big, massive swings of you losing 30, 40, or 50 pounds just to gain that same amount of weight plus some back again. So we want to be able to lose the weight for life. And this is key because a diet only works if that's what happens. A diet only truly works if you never gain the weight back again. So when we can redefine what it means for a weight loss plan to work, it really forces us to get honest and clear about what is sustainable, what is really going to work for you and your lifestyle and whatever that might look like. So these podcasts for this month are going to be a little bit more workshop style. So grab a pen and some paper, open up a new note on your phone, have a specific place where you can take some notes. Because you are going to want to think about some things. And I'm going to ask you to write stuff down, to be thinking about it, to be looking at it in your own life. Because information is not enough. You need implementation if you want to create transformation. If you want to truly change the way that you show up and change the way you think, you need to be implementing and trying and testing and tweaking, failing and succeeding and looking at what you can be doing differently. You ready? Let's go. I want you to think about what the number one problem is that you think is keeping you from losing weight and keeping it off for good. And you could list maybe the top three or four. It doesn't have to be just the number one, but what do you think is really stopping you? And just think about it for a minute. If you're listening to this and you can easily pause it, just pause the podcast and think about it for a second. What do you think is really holding yourself back? And I'm going to go through and give you some examples of what some people have told me. Number one, time. They don't have time to cook, to shop, to exercise. They've got to do the drive-through. That's what's easiest. They don't have time to meal prep. They don't have time to track habits. So time can be a big one. Things like, oh, maybe they don't have the right genes or the right metabolism. Maybe it's just not in their family history. Maybe they're just big boned. Maybe they don't want to give up bread, cheese, wine, or chocolate. Don't worry, I don't either. And I think this is a big thing of a lot of times when we diet, we cut out all of our favorite foods. We cut out the foods that we really like and enjoy. So of course, we're not going to want to stick with it forever because nobody wants to live in a world without bread, cheese, and chocolate. Another really big one that comes up is consistency. It's, oh, I'm just not consistent. If I could be consistent, and a lot of times consistency often gets equated with perfectionism. And we also don't realize that one of the things blocking us from being consistent is the plan that we're trying to follow. So we can't be consistent when we are too restrictive with what we're doing. Spoiler alert, some people will say that it's their procrastination. They don't follow through. Maybe they have a really hectic job. Maybe it's really stressful or uncertain right now, and that's why they can't lose weight, or that's why they can lose it. When the work slows down, they can focus on weight loss. But when the work picks back up, then they gain the weight back again. But some people also say this about their spouse or their kids or somebody else who needs them or depends on them. It might be money to buy healthy food or to pay for a fancy gym membership or a personal trainer. We have all of these thoughts and excuses as to why we think we can't lose the weight and keep it off for good. Now, it's not uncommon to have these thoughts, but I just want to put your mind at ease because we spend so much time worrying about all these things. These are not the real issues. These are not the real problems. But how much time do you spend thinking about it, thinking about food? What you can and can't, or should and shouldn't eat, thinking about what somebody might be serving at a potluck or when you go over to their house or what that restaurant is going to have or what's going to be at the company picnic. How much time do you spend thinking about that gym membership or training or your job or your kids and how hectic and challenging your life is? And that's why you can't lose weight. That's what we really want to allow and just recognize and see the time that we spend. And I don't want to say waste here, but the time we spend unnecessarily on the things that aren't actually the real problems or the solution to the problem. Because we don't just need more time. We don't just need more money. We don't just need our kids to behave perfectly. If that's what we needed, none of us would ever lose weight and keep it off. Thank goodness we don't need that. What do we need then? We need three simple things. There are three simple steps. Number one, no bad foods. Number two, you're going to listen for true hunger and satiety. Number three, sleep and water. These are going to be the three things that we cover in more depth over the next 3 weeks. Because this is it. These are really the only things that you need to focus on. Here are some reasons why you are likely not losing weight or not able to keep the weight off. So, number one, you're not doing the steps. How do you know if you're doing this? Number one, you have a lot of food rules. You have rules as to what foods are good or bad, what you can and can't eat, what you should or shouldn't eat if you are trying to lose weight or if you're trying to maintain weight. And I think this is also interesting here because for how much we want to be able to maintain our weight, most of us don't spend any time really learning how to do just that. We spend all of our time focused on how do I lose the weight, but so little time on actually maintaining it and making that a part of who you are. But a lot of the diet rules that we take into weight loss end up following us into maintenance. And so then we're terrified of food. We're terrified of eating different things, of cutting back on the exercise, of changing up some of the habits that got us there because we are terrified that we're going to gain the weight back again. Because usually that's what happens. Because how you get there is how you stay there. So if you had to restrict and overexercise in order to lose the weight, that's often what you have to do in order to keep it off. And that just creates an exhausting life. We want to look at really what blocks us. Why aren't we doing the steps? What keeps us from this? Emotional eating is another thing, right? If I'm not waiting for hunger, if I'm eating beyond the point of being satisfied, a lot of times that's emotional eating. We fall into this restrict, binge, regret cycle. We often will lack control around food. We'll tell ourselves things like, ah, oh, weight loss is so hard. But then when presented with something that's easy, we're like, easy, that's not good enough. So then you don't do the steps. You don't do what's easy, what's simple. Sleep and water here. I know most people are like, oh yeah, I already know that. But are you doing it? That is always the question. Are you putting time and effort and energy into making sure that you are actually sleeping? Are you prioritizing sleep and drinking water? Or are you just telling yourself, ah, that's not good enough. That wouldn't work for me. Really be honest with yourself. Okay, we really want to bust through our excuses and justifications. So number one, you're not doing the steps. Number two, you're not doing the steps consistently enough to see results. Who here has ever had a salad for lunch and then wondered why the scale didn't drop immediately the next day? Nope, just me. You ate really good for a whole day. You didn't overeat. You ate really well. And then the scale just stayed the same. And you're like, what the hell? We're like, what's happening here? So we often will expect immediate results, immediate gratification. Sometimes we forget that consistency equals a simple plan with the right mindset. So if you're not doing things consistently, that means that you either don't have a simple plan, usually a lot of food rules, and you don't have the right mindset. The right thoughts like this is good enough. 1% improvements are good enough. So usually we're missing one or the other. A lot of times we're missing both, in all honesty. So we have to build up that consistency muscle. We have to build up that compound effect, and we have to build the consistency to get to the compound effect where our results snowball and we build momentum. And then it's at that point that we really see changes. But usually changes on the scale are not always the first changes that we're going to see. We might see it in inches around our waist. We might see it in how clothes fit. We might see it in compliments we get from other people. We might see it in a variety of different ways. We don't just see results on the scale. And sometimes that's not even the first place that we see them. It is one data point. Don't get too wrapped up in it. A couple other reasons why you're not losing weight. Number three, you're adding more steps and overcomplicating it. And this is normal human behavior. We like to overcomplicate the hell out of everything. everything. And you end up feeling overwhelmed and discouraged when you fall off the wagon or you can't be perfect, which leads to these little quits. So we are doing these little quits on ourselves, whether it's every day or every week. We're running into these battles because we fall off the wagon. We're not perfect. We feel overwhelmed because of all of the steps and all the things we think we have to be doing. And then it's like, screw it, I'll start over tomorrow. Screw it, I'll start over next week. And once again, we complain about weight loss being hard and it's a struggle and it's dreadful. But then when we're presented with a way that's easy, our brain automatically thinks that can't work. It's too easy. Our brains are very good at overcomplicating. They're very good at being confused. And a lot of times it's doing this from a place of safety. It wants to keep you safe and alive. And if you've ever lost weight and then gained it back again and beat yourself up and felt a lot of shame and dread and discomfort and embarrassment and judgment, if you've ever felt a lot of really heavy negative emotions about regaining weight, which most of us have, then I guarantee your brain right here is going to want to overcomplicate things in order to get you to sit on the couch and not do a damn thing. It wants you to stay still. It wants you to stay where it's safe. Because in the past, it hasn't felt safe and it doesn't want to go back to that. So we don't want to be overcomplicating things. The fourth piece here is that you might be doing the steps wrong. And this comes up when some people will say, if there are no bad foods, then I guess I can just eat whatever I want, whenever I want, and in whatever quantity I want. It's whatever, whenever, however much I want. I should just be able to eat it all. No, that is often emotional eating. And that's why I say it's not just about doing the steps or doing them consistently. We also want to see where our brain might be leading us astray and leading us into other unuseful habits. And we could be doing these wrong. So that's why I'm going to spend the next 3 weeks diving into each one of these. Because there are really three obstacles when it comes to taking these steps. Number one, the thought, that's not good enough, or that couldn't possibly work for me. It's this thought around, that would be too easy. It should be harder. That couldn't possibly be it. But I've been trying for so long. I have years, I have decades of experience. That couldn't possibly be it. And whether it's like that plan won't work or that plan won't work for me. Maybe it'll work for you and your genes because you're a special snowflake, but it's not gonna work for me and my body. You think that you're a special unicorn because you have some fictitious body that this doesn't work for. We really wanna be on to our thoughts about that. So that's one of our first primary obstacles we need to overcome. Number two, diet trauma and emotional eating. Diet trauma just stems from the trauma that we have faced or typically around the beatdowns that we have given ourselves around weight loss, not being able to lose the weight, losing it, but then gaining it back, and the trauma that we've experienced in the body that is stored from restricting food and punishing with exercise. We also then need to be on the lookout for emotional eating. Those two things will keep us from implementing no bad foods. And emotional eating will prevent us from being able to listen to hunger and stop at satisfied. We might be able to hear it. We might not be paying attention to it. We might hear it and just say no and override it. That's okay. We just want to get aware of it. And then number three, ultimately, if you're struggling to implement these steps, it's because that you struggle to believe that you can actually lose weight eating the food you love and keep it off for life. And I get it. That feels a little too good to be true. It really does, especially with all of our past experiences and what diets tell us today. But I promise that is not the case. You can lose weight, keep it off for life, and still enjoy the food that you love. But we have to learn how to not eat our face off of that favorite food. It means learning how to enjoy a piece of pizza instead of eating an entire large pizza out of stress at the end of the week. There are little things, and we don't get there overnight. It's not an instantaneous change. We get there one step at a time, one change at a time. And I walk you through it step by step. I hold your hand and take you through every single piece of this. I will be your guide. You just got to follow me. So that's the intro. Each week, we are going to cover one of these three things: no bad foods, hunger and satiety, and then sleep and water. So we're going to walk through all of these. That way, by the end of the month, you feel so strong and confident in what you're doing and how you're implementing it that you are unstoppable. And you can go out there and create a life that you absolutely love, regardless of what you weigh right now. Creating the body you crave isn't going to mean a damn thing if you don't also have a life that you love. That is what is so important, is that you are creating that life that you truly want and not waiting to enjoy life until after you've lost the weight. Let's start enjoying that now. You ready? If you would like some help with this and you want my help guiding you and walking you through every step of this, implementing it, looking at the obstacles, looking at the challenges, really challenging your thoughts and what you think is possible for you in a fun and exciting way, because it is fun to lose the weight. You will lose the weight, but you are also going to lose the mental and emotional weight that comes from riding this diet roller coaster from hell for years. I'm going to help you do both. We're going to drop the mental drama, and we're also going to drop the physical weight at the same time. If you want to learn more about what that would look like for you, then I would love to have a conversation. You can schedule your free consult at www.bodyyoucrave.com/schedule and find a day and time on my calendar that works for you. And we'll really dive into, where are you right now? Where do you want to be in a year? What does life as a whole look like? And then I'll show you what's really stopping you, what's really getting in your way. That way you have a clear roadmap to get where you want. And if you want my help implementing that plan, then I'll tell you what it looks like to work together. And if not, then you still walk away knowing exactly where you're going and what the key steps are to getting there. All right, y'all. Happy April for those of you celebrating. I don't know if you say happy Passover. Happy Passover. Happy Easter. I hope y'all are having a wonderful start to the month. Spring is here. I know it's not feeling like spring in many parts of the country, but I hope that you can enjoy some fun and some sunshine in the next week. And my challenge to you today is to look at, what is one thing that you can focus on? Out of these three things that I gave you, what is one thing that you can focus on to implement and to start taking action on today, this week? What does that look like? Remember, information does not equal transformation. We need to be implementing, we need to be taking action, we need to be trying and working on it and testing and tweaking and trying again. Here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If you like this episode, then you'll love my free virtual workshop, 5 Keys to End Emotional Eating and Lose Excess Weight for Life. You'll learn the counterintuitive reason why all your attempts to restrict food over the years has actually led to weight gain, and the mental switch you need to flick that'll have you dropping pounds without sacrificing wine, carbs, or the food you love. Get all the details at bodyyoucrave.com.